Hello, hello, and welcome back to one more episode here in Chasing Horizons. I'm your host, Daniela Torres. And like every week, today I come to you with one more story about my adventures abroad. This time, it's about the benefits of making international friends, Italian Alps edition. As you may all well know by now, I'm studying currently in Florence, but last semester I was studying in Prague, and there my school was a bit more international, so I got to meet people from everywhere. And there was this particular girl in my documentary class who was also in my hiking club team, and her name was Ines. She was really nice. She was Italian. She was from the north of Italy, so in the Alps. And I remember her showing me pictures of her home and how she was hiking all summer long and skiing during winter. And I thought just that was really cool. So we added each other on Instagram and occasionally talk in class, but that was basically it. Okay, so then we cut to now, where I'm in the end of my semester here in Florence. And after a year of traveling and being abroad in Europe, as you well may think, I'm broke. But one thing that I wanted to do was to go up to the Alps to get some skiing going and to see the snow, because I love it really much. So I knew I wanted to do that, but all the options were not cheap at all. And fortunately, she came up to my mind. I didn't know how she would respond because we had never really hung out outside of school, but I just thought I had nothing to lose. So I just ended up asking if I could stay with her for a weekend. She was incredibly nice.
Hello, Daniela. I am happy to hear from you, and I would be super happy to host you. No problem at all.
So the next thing I know, I'm buying a really cheap 3 a.m. bus ticket to Bolzano. It's 6 a.m. I have barely slept. Let's see how it goes. After over 6 hours of traveling, I finally got there, and to my surprise, it was really, really beautiful, and it actually started snowing, so it was kind of magical. Then I got to the bus, which was actually late, but thankfully her mom was waiting for me on the next station. I was scared, I was really scared, but her mom was so, so nice.
Non sapevo, sì. Non c'è problema, ma lei da noi è sempre porta aperta.
Grazie. And her house was really, really cute, really cozy with this fireplace going on. I had the most delicious homemade meal. I hadn't had that in a while, so it was really nice. Later in the afternoon, her friend came pick me up and she took me for a walk. She took me up this hill that was covered in the snow, and there was this really, really nice church. You could see the whole Paese from there. It was so beautiful. And then I finally saw Ines. I was so happy to see her. She was still so nice, just as I remember it. She then took me to the Christmas market. We had some hot wine. I met her dad. He was so fun as well. And then, to my surprise, although I was still in Italy and I was really proud of speaking Italian, everyone around me was speaking German. Or at least a German kind of dialect that they use in the north. I knew it was gonna be like that, but I never expected it to feel so different. It almost felt like I was in Austria or in another country. So in the morning, we woke up super early. We went up this really large funicular. It took us like 20 minutes to get up to the Alps. And oh my God, the view was amazing. The mountains, the snow, it was just so beautiful. And while my friend went up to her skiing school, I got skiing with her mom all morning long, and it was just so fun. And at the end of the day, I skied also with my friend, which was really nice. Then we went back home, we showered, and we picked up Patrick, a friend of Ines. They both took me to this. Okay, so that's what you're hearing. It's called the campus parade, which, imagine these people dressed up like monsters with bells and horns and just going around scaring everyone, especially children. They had these really, really, really ugly masks and they just went around and whipped everyone and screamed. It was really particular. It was really fun to see the traditions that are out there. Then we went to have some really, really nice dinner. And the next day, the last day, we also went up the mountain. It was a really clear day. You could see everything from there. It was so, so pretty. We did a nice little walk in the snow and we came back down. And then my friend took me back to Bolzano and I thought of asking her this question. Okay, so what did you first thought when I asked you if I could come here with you?
I thought it was nice that you wanted to stay with me and to come here. But I was a little bit worried because, you know, I was working and then I didn't know how much time I would have for you. So, yeah, I was a little bit worried.
No, but not at all. It was really, really nice. Thank you.
No worries.
And, like, what do you think about having friends from other parts of the world, or what do you think that, like, yeah?
Well, I keep having friends from all over the world who stay at my place, and I think it's a really nice way, you know, to get to know people better and then also show them the way you live and like where you live and your surroundings. And then of course I hope that someday I'm gonna go out and travel and see other people's places and have a similar experience. So I see it as a give and take, kind of.
Sure. Yeah. You're welcome in Mexico anytime.
Thank you.
Thanks. So yeah, guys, that's basically it. That's what I wanted to tell you about my adventure here. I got to learn a lot about the culture. I think that's what international friends are for. You get to know about their lifestyle. You get to know about their family. It's really, really interesting. It's really, really fun. And I believe you should be open to these kinds of experiences. They're really beneficial, especially if you make friends that live in the gorgeous Italian Alps. Okay, so thank you for being here with me for another episode, and stay tuned for the end of my adventure here in Florence. Ciao!